March 12th. Mark chapter 9, verses 38 through 41. John said, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him, because he has not been following us." Jesus replied, "Do not forbid him, for no one doing a miracle in my name can quickly speak evil of me. He who is not against us is for us. He who gives you a cup of water in my name, because you belong to Christ, indeed I assure you that he certainly will not lose his reward." Luke chapter 9, verses 49 through 50. John remarked, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him, because he does not follow with us." Jesus replied to him, "Do not forbid him. He who is not against us is for us." Mark chapter 9, verses 42 through 50. "Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a large millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It would be better for you to enter into life maimed rather than having both hands and go into hell, into unquenchable fire. If your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It would be better for you to enter into life crippled than having 2 feet and be cast into hell. If your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out. It would be better for you to enter God's kingdom with one eye than having 2 eyes and be cast into hell, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it becomes tasteless, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." Matthew chapter 18, verses 7 through 10. "Woe to the world because of the stumbling blocks. Stumbling blocks must come, but woe to the man through whom they come. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter into life maimed or crippled, rather than to have 2 hands or 2 feet and be thrown into everlasting fire. If your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye, rather than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I assure you that their angels in heaven always look on the face of my Father."